Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
And just for you. Ow! Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, it's Monday. Let's have some fun, shall we?
Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo. I love Monday.
So great.
I Me love too. Monday.
Everybody Monday. Loves Monday. Wow. Wow. Hi, guys.
You guys
how you
good?
Doing?
You got that right, system? You know?
I'm just so excited for Monday.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah.
Problem.
Wow. Well, I know. Lots to talk about.
Yeah, there is, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Some of us didn't get to go to all the parties, so tell us everything.
Well, let's start with Friday at Third Love. You know what? Actually, I have a bunch of notes and letters I'll organize. Like, our listeners are so amazing. So we got there a little bit early.
I thought you were going to say, like, something else. I was like, what are you?
They're amazing. You know,
They are, but there was a cliffhanger there while you breathed. I'm like, well, how are they?
Amazing does not cover it. So on Friday we did a little lunchtimey thing. It was me and Maddie and Bob all went over, and we got there a little bit early, so we stopped at a coffee shop, and a block or so away. And as we're walking, this is before the gig has even begun. We're walking toward the building that Third Love is in. And this woman, Anya, I think she's flown here from like the East Coast. Like she's,
yes. She was visiting from the East Coast.
Right.
Yeah.
Specifically for us, obviously.
Yes.
Right. What other reason could she possibly have?
Not for work. For the appearance.
No, not for work or anything, just for us. She had an appointment. She got there early because she was hoping to see us before the thing started. And because she had like an appointment at 11 o'clock, which we totally made her late for. But it was like that set the tone for the whole thing. It's just like at one point I'm like, oh, God, don't cry. We're standing on the street. You don't do it.
It was
like,
the best.
It was the best. She was like a delightful. If everything else had been crap afterward, it would have been like, but this chick was great.
100%.
Oh, no. Everything was crap.
Even if it had been.
Oh, but it wasn't. Still,
no, it was like beyond not crap.
Oh, no.
Really
like,
are.
That was.
It was full the whole time.
So rad.
It was rad. Rad is the word. And it's funny because, like, you know, we sort of have, I have this feeling about our listeners, and you know, you feel like you know them and stuff. And for the most part, you know, there they are, wonderful women, many of whom dragged a boyfriend or husband or other half.
I made friends with all of the guys that were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
they
were
all
some,
like ran up to me. Like,
not,
hey, dude,
like,
what's
like,
up?
Like, hey, you know what? I'm here to, you know, buy a bra from a girl because she wanted to come down when you guys were here. But also, there was a guy toward the end. His name was Ben. And did you meet him?
Yes.
He's like dirty, wearing his, you know, dirty like work uniform.
Oh,
like
Ben.
Well,
was,
you really are finding a way to mislead the audience over and over.
But I met him outside because he was standing outside when I left to go teach. And I was like, he kept looking over, and I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? He's like, hey, what's up, Maddie? And I'm like, oh, it's good. You know, nice to meet you and everything. And he was just, it was like he wanted to go in, but he was a little, you know, it's a bra store.
So he did. He
good.
Ends up coming
good.
In. And he walks over, he goes, listen, I get it. I'm not in the demo. But I really, you know, just everybody's got their story and like why the show matters to them. And it was just so frigging nice.
Yeah, he said he commutes to the city every day. He was such a gem. He was so
great.
Sweet.
He was. And
everybody was.
Everybody was.
The champagne was flowing.
It really
the
was.
The hugs were hugging. But,
yes.
The fittings were happening.
Yeah.
Everyone was buying bras.
I know. Everybody had a bag. I'm like, oh my God, this is great.
They had originally started with like, I think, two bottles of champagne. And about 20 minutes into the thing, the owner was sending her husband to their house to bring more bottles for the party.
It was a party. It turned into a party in a bra store. And I'm going to say this about Third Love. You know, I've shopped for bras in my life. And I hadn't been to a Third Love store. And this is, it felt like you were entering like this new world of bra knowledge. And You know how sometimes you go buy a bra and they're all clipped onto those little flimsy plastic holders, and even just trying to get the bra off of there, you break the thing off and then you're like, I don't even know how to get this back on there. And it's just like, they have just, even their hangers are like this beautiful arc of brass with these, you know, little holders on the side. And the, I mean, I just thought this place is so dialed, and all the underwear, and it was, I loved the store. I loved the way it was, even in the back where it's like they're doing the measurements, doing the fittings, and people are changing into the bras and trying them on. Like, it's, even that was just like sort of calm, posh without being over the top. Like, it was just wonderful. It was great. And everybody from Third Love was there. Like, all, did you meet all the,
oh yeah,
all the various, like the owner and all the, you know, regional manager,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, they, I was, took like, it really seriously.
They did.
It was really, they were really supportive, and it, they all got to see what a draw Alice is.
Yeah, baby. It was great. And then, and Kieran showed up, the big boss here.
That's here nice, isn't it?
It's really nice.
It's a big difference from the previous yes, leadership.
Yes. The Watership?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, Kieran was there.
Don't get me started.
And was like, Kieran is such, she loves this show, and she is such a cheerleader for us. Like, I really, Kieran, you're very much appreciated. And she was, so she was there, and but I will say this. So it was busy. Like, the 2 hours went by in the blink of an eye, talking to everybody, and just, and, but I kept looking at, so Maddie worked, he had to go to school, he had to go teach his class, so he took off at about noon. And I was watching Bob the whole time. Like, you know, just, we're all sort of keeping an eye on each other. And she worked. Like, that was work. And you were freaking great. Like,
oh, it was a blast.
It was so fun to watch you just entertaining people. And it was such a lovely, incredibly positive experience.
Mostly I was trying to get people's FaceTime with Sarah. You know, I was like, hey, I'll entertain you until Sarah's free.
You're in the queue. You're waiting. Yeah. I'm the opening act. And then you hand over to Sarah. Is that it?
Yeah. We took so many pics and
tons of pictures.
But it's funny. I had at least
chatting.
10 people sing Maddie's on the show to me. But a lot of them walked in and were like, where's all the girls with the big hats? They were kind of hoping that a bunch of women would show up with big hats.
In lifeguard hats?
No. It's just, you know.
In sombreros?
Nobody did, though.
I know. I don't think, the only people who had hats on were some of the dudes.
There wouldn't have been room for big hats.
No.
The store was so packed.
It was packed.
I'd like to think the women of the world are too busy to play gags on Maddie with big hats. Like, you don't like hats, then don't like hats. Right?
I don't know. I was thinking about wearing one. I forgot, though. I have a huge straw hat. I'm going to wear that next time I see you. The whole time.
Straw hat? That's interesting.
Oh, really?
That's interesting. We're starting this on Monday.
No, let's not.
Let's talk about Taylor.
All right. So then, that was fun. You guys had a whole nother thing to do on Saturday morning.
Yeah, they had the screening of the Taylor Swift movie.
Yeah, this was
the Life of a Showgirl release party.
Sweet.
And all of the, so we had a ton of listeners there, and so many people dressed up. Like, I was hoping that they would.
Really?
So we took a lot of pictures. Yeah, but like boas and, you know.
Showgirl.
Well, showgirl 20, stuff.
Yeah. Very 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so showgirl fun. So did, so everybody who won was an Alice listener. Everyone who was in there.
Everybody who was in the theater was an Alice
listener.
Were
people able to find 9 friends to go with them?
Some people. There were definitely some smaller groups. There was one group that was just like 5 people, a family. But there was a couple of full showgirl groups.
Sweet.
It was really fun.
And how was the movie?
It was great. I mean, I always knew that Taylor was a delight to work with, but to get to see for an extended period of time her work on a music video set with her friends and her colleagues and the positive energy she was bringing and how much fun they were all having while working, it was such a delight to see, and it really warmed my heart. The Fate of Ophelia was the music video that was the movie was
That's what they're
around.
Working on. So mm-hmm. I've heard that they show her, like, because she directed it and it was her concept. And, like, I heard that there's a lot of shots of her just, like, on a big screen computer where she's, like, figuring out how she yes. wants the whole thing to go.
Yes, they'll, like, do a shot and then they'll hand her the iPad and so she can watch the playback. And she's, I can give more. You guys were amazing. Like, I can give more. Like, let's do it again. And they showed sometimes when she would come up with ideas to adjust during, because they would show the rehearsals. And then they would show the actual shot of the scene. And it's so cool. And this is a trend that's going on. But every scene in the music video was a single shot.
Oh.
So they had to make sure it was perfect. And it's not tiny things they were doing. It was grand, big showgirl sets.
I put the link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, by the way. If you want to look at the video we're talking about, The Fate of Ophelia, it's up there.
I have a respect for Taylor Swift. I have a new respect after watching the movie and watching them making the video. And they did it just right. They showed the video at the beginning, and then they showed Jamaica and all the making of all the clips, and then showed it again at the end. And because at the end, you're like, I want to see that again, because now I know how they made all the parts, and I want to see it. So that was really well done.
Watching people
together.
Work for 90 minutes, though. No.
She went through every song. Like, they played every song.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, every song on the album.
She told a story about it.
And then played the song from the album.
With the lyric video.
She didn't get explicit, you know, kind of like, she didn't really say what we were thinking about the song.
It was family friendly.
Yeah, it was very family friendly. They didn't put the lyrics up for some, you know, some of the more risque lyrics. But when she does the one about actually romantic, it was very, very cute. Like, she was very much throwing shade. Like, it was, that was probably my favorite little, like, glimpse into Taylor Swift right there.
Oh, fun.
And that's I think that's my favorite song on the album. I have a favorite song on the album. There you go. Actually romantic.
Oh, I love that.
You know what? Having listened, I went home and I was, you know, sewing and listening to the record. I actually listened to it a few times through. I actually really love that song. It's fun. That's the one where she basically says to Charlie XCX, you know, fine, I'm boring. You know, it's crazy how much you love me, though.
Oh, it's so cute. It you got a crush cute. On me.
It's adorable.
You're obsessed with me.
Yeah.
Is she even a big enough star to warrant the attention?
Brat was huge.
Yeah, it was. Charlie XCX is pretty big.
I swear I see her sometimes and I'm like, who the hell is that? And then I'll go, oh, it's Charlie XCX. And then I'll see her again and go, who the hell is that?
She hosted SNL last season at some point. And I think, I'm not sure if she did, if she was also the musical guest. But she was good. She's sort of sassy and I guess maybe she's like a New York or a Jersey girl or something. Like, she's had that kind of vibe. And I thought she was really.
All right.
She was really good.
I feel like there's not like, I guess what I'm saying is she strikes me as vanilla. Vanilla.
Oh,
Charlie XCX?
No.
Like, looks wise, I never can pick her out of a lineup. If you put her up with five other ladies and said, which one's Charlie? I'd go, I don't know.
Oh. Huh.
Every time I have to look. Oh, that's her.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I don't dislike her. I'm just saying I'm surprised someone of the size of Taylor would be like, let me reach back and step on you real quick.
Well, you know, I read a few of the reviews and a lot of people are frothing all over, like Rolling Stone gave the album 5 stars. There's a really funny review in the New York Post with just crapping on her, like she like her lyrics and just saying, you know, this is the lady who is, you know, like Emily Bronte's like rolling over in her grave. Like, she's just like picking out the, like, she's got to make all these wood jokes. Like, everything's so obvious. She spells it all out. It was actually really funny because one of the things he was talking about was the Charlie XCX. It's called Actually Romantic. And he was just calling her out for, you're turning into a hater. Hater's going to hate. It's like, didn't you just make $2.5 billion on your last tour? Like, what are you
wasting
your time with
this for?
Well,
that's what I'm saying is the reach back seems like hardly worth it. Right. But okay.
Well, it is sort of her thing, though, the reach back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this person inspired this. But it is sort of funny. Methinks she doth protest too much.
Yeah. Wow.
It's actually romantic.
Can I read a quick text?
Yeah, of course.
Somebody was there.
800-400-3697. That's our text number.
It was really nice to meet you all, Sarah, Maddie, Bob, on Friday at Third Love. You guys are amazing and a great team. I love your passion and dedication. Making a difference in the lives of others is a gift that you give on the daily. Thank you, Linda T.
Oh.
Yeah, very nice.
It was so cool. Every single person I met had been listening for 20, 30 years.
I know.
And that they just talked about how the two of you are part of their family, and they talk, you know, they have that parasocial relationship, and it's just, it was so cool. I loved watching people love you.
You know, there was this boyfriend girlfriend couple, and the guy has clearly been dragged there, and the girl was just like, you know, we'd be best friends. You, like, I've been listening all this time. He goes, you've no idea. You've no idea. Like, she talks about you guys like she met with you this morning. And I mean, it was just so funny. She's like, well, you know, sometimes you say stuff and then I find out about something and I was telling you. And he's like, where'd you hear that from? Your friends? there were a lot of longtime listeners.
That's one of the things that is easily forgotten, because we used to go out and do like the Secret Show, for example, sure, all the time, mm-hmm, if not once a month. And we would get a line around the building and outside into, and we'd have to cap it and we had to start ticketing the thing. And we haven't done stuff like that in such numbers or with any regularity since the pandemic.
Right.
And so it's easy to forget, oh yeah, people turn out.
Yep.
Big.
Yep.
For our stuff. And it's really, I say this to say thank you.
Mm.
Like, honestly, if you've been someone who's listened to this station for 20 years, you built this station.
There is no us if you're not listening.
You built it. You did that, because that is absolutely necessary for any format or any morning show to survive. So yeah, thank you.
Well, it was a massive ego boost fest. I loved it. I got home and was telling John all about it. I met this person and this person. I have a bunch of letters. I'll put them all together and read you some. There's one in there for you too, Vin. A lot of people bring stuff to the gigs.
I believe me, I remember. It's super cool when we get out and go live and it's like, oh yeah, this show.
Mm. People like us. They really like us.
Right.
Except for the haters, which feel free to text us, 800-400-3697. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Alice's morning show. We'll see you right after this.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.